Hi everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Home Practice with Hallie. I'm your host, Hallie Miraglada, here with the mission to make the tools of yoga more accessible to all bodies, no matter where in the world you make your home. Today's episode is a 45-minute yoga movement or yoga asana practice. Take a couple moments to grab and unroll your mat, locate any props you'd like to use, and I'll meet you back here in just a few moments to get started. Today in bound angle pose, laying down on your back. So find your way down onto your spine and bring the soles of your feet together to touch, letting your knees open wide, creating a diamond shape in your legs. If this is uncomfortable, you can slide your fists underneath your upper kind of thighs right at the hips to create a little bit of support, or you can extend your legs into Shavasana, just long. So pick your medicine here, finding something comfortable in your body, and then take your arms either away from your body or resting on top of the belly or the chest. Just gradually introducing a few choices into your practice so you can see what you need for yourself this practice and begin to build that. And then finding some stillness, draw your attention to your breath, just observing its natural rhythm of inhales and exhales. And then we'll build the breath here together. Whenever it makes sense for you, open your mouth, exhale your air out. Seal your lips, inhale from the lowest point of your belly, plant the seed, then the ribs, then the chest. And then exhale through the nose as you feel comfortable, releasing to the bottom of the breath. Take a couple more rounds here, just like that. Long, smooth inhalation, feeling it eventually reach your chest. And then a deep breath out, testing the limit of what you can let go of with each breath. Take one more round like that. And then slowly transition, flatten your low back and draw your inner thighs toward one another so that the soles of your feet plant on the floor. Supine figure four on the right. Cross your right ankle over your left thigh, opening the right knee away from the body. You can stay here or thread your hands through the legs, capturing the back of the left hamstring or maybe the top of the left shin, depending on your comfort level here. Continue to flex through both feet and maybe take a little massage of the low back just from side to side slightly. Or find steadiness in the middle, observing the outer right leg. Take one more breath here. But if you have a grip of the left foot leg, release the left foot back to the mat. Shift your hips slightly to the right and then release your right foot down to the right. So you're opening into a little bit of a twist in the legs. You can open your arms out, hands in line with the shoulders like a big capital T, and let the lower half of the body be pretty passive here, opening and extending the length of the outer leg. One more breath. Good, draw your belly to your back, support the transition, come back through center, flatten the low back, release your right foot to the mat, and let's switch it out. Exhale, supine figure four on the left, cross left ankle over right thigh. Again, you can stay here, guiding the left knee more open, more away from the midline, or slide your hands through your legs, grabbing the back of the right hamstring, and interlacing the fingers, or perhaps on top of the shin. Same thing, maybe stillness feels good here. Maybe instead it's a little movement from side to side. Check in, flex through both feet. Notice if that changes the sensation. And then send the breath where you need it one more round. Good, release the right foot back down if it was lifted. Shift your hips over to the left. And then release your legs over to the right, moving into this twist variation. So the sole of the left foot kind of drops down toward the ground. Once the lower body drops down, stretch the arms out wide like a T, feeling space across the chest, and just take a breath into this shape. Good, again for the transition, stabilize belly to spine, bring your hips back to the midline and plant your left foot onto the mat. With both feet on the mat, again, just flatten the low back, feel the stabilization, and then draw your knees into your chest, setting up for happy baby pose. Send the soles of your feet up toward the ceiling, separate the knees, and draw the knees down on either side of your torso. Feel free to grab what's accessible, shins, maybe feet, maybe behind the knees, and you can kick it out, lengthening one leg, stretching out the hamstring, and then switching and shift to the other. Take another breath here, just feeling some space, the inner leg line. Good, and then coming back to center, knees to chest, we'll transition toward tabletop. So some of you might shift off to one side and press yourself up. Others of you might take a couple little rocks along your spine, eventually crossing the ankles, swinging them behind you, and setting up for a tabletop pose. All right, spread your fingers out nice and wide here. Let's start with a wrist stretch, actually. Inhale, lift your right hand up to the sky, like you're prepping for an easy twist here, and just circle out your wrist. Maybe stretch your fingers, separating them from one another, kind of articulating the joints. And if you want to take that into a shoulder stretch as well, moving the whole arm, kind of sweeping very gently, slowly in one direction and then the other, go ahead and explore that as well. And when you come back to your inhale, reach up one more time, centering, and then exhale, return your right palm down to the ground. Just warming it up. Inhale, lift your left hand all the way up to the sky, opening up for that easy twist prep. And take a couple circles here of your hand, your wrist. Again, articulating the joints, noticing any little clicks or pops. If you want to open that up into a big, slow circle of your arm in one direction, kind of unsticking anything you need, and then the other. Good, and again, back at center eventually, inhaling, reach up to the top, and exhale, plant your left palm down to the ground. From here, make sure you have some space on either side of you. Extend your right leg to the right so that your right foot is in line with your left knee. Press into your palms and press into your pinky toe as well, so you're getting that inner leg line stretch. Inhale, cow pose variation. So lift the hips up, lift the chin, and drop the belly low, stretching the low back. Exhale, cat pose variation. Continue to press into the outer right foot as you round through the upper back. Just with a little bit of an additional leg stretch here, take a couple more rounds of cat and cow, inhaling to drop the belly, lift the chest, exhaling to round through the upper back. Last round on your own, feel free to find any movements, maybe side to side. Good, and then stabilize your weight at center. Tuck your right knee underneath your right hip, neutralize in tabletop. And let's do the same thing on the left. So extend your left leg, left foot to the left so it's in line with your right knee. Press into the palms again, press into the outer foot, inhale, cow pose, drop your belly down, lift your chin up and off of your chest. Exhale, cat pose, round and curl, dome the shoulder blades, gaze to your belly button. With this additional inner leg stretch, keep going. Inhale, cow pose variation, tailbone up, hips down. Exhale, cow pose, lengthen the upper back. One more round on your own, maybe moving into some side to side stretches or something that's kind of unique to what you need. Good, and then bringing the weight to center, tuck your left knee underneath you. Make sure your knees are about hips width distance apart in your tabletop. Come to stand up on your knees. Bring your palms to support your low back and press your hips forward. So front of the body nice and tall, lift up through your chest, squeeze your shoulder blades together. Inhale, lengthen your spine. Exhale, little tiny variation on camel pose. Think of this more as a spinal extension, elongating the front of the body. Good. One more inhale, coming back up through center. Slow motion, exhale, plant your palms onto the mat, curl the toes, downward facing dog. Stretch your hips up and back. Press into your palms here, maybe bending into one knee while you lengthen the opposite heel down. And switch. Good. Feeling the way this posture kind of is in conversation with so much of the body. Press into the palms, lengthen the arms, stretch the tailbone back. And eventually relax the head. Let your gaze drop through your shins, so it's kind of looking between the ankles behind you. One more breath here. Draw the front low ribs together. Power through the center. Good. Inhale, look forward towards your palms. And as you exhale, walk your feet behind your wrists. Forward fold at the top of the mat. Please know if you have sensitive wrists, you can also just walk your hands to the back of your mat. Wherever you make it into a forward fold, bend your knees pretty generously, hang heavy, maybe grabbing for opposite elbow. Again, drop the top of the head down, gaze through the legs. And you're welcome to stay here in this centered forward fold. Or you can eventually release the arms, planting the left palm underneath the gaze, underneath the face. Bend into the left knee. Inhale, easy twist. Stretch your right arm up toward the ceiling. Keep that big bend into the left knee, right? Feel that length in the outer hip and IT band as you kind of press more weight into the right leg. Good. Exhale, release your right palm down to the ground, replacing the left with the right. Bend the right knee a lot. Inhale, easy twist. Reach your left arm up. Elongate your spine out of your hips through the crown of your head. Continue to breathe here. Exhale, release your left palm down to the ground. You can keep your feet hips width or walk them in toward one another. Eventually build the foundation. Slowly roll all the way up to stand at the top of your mat. Good. As you press down through the feet, shrug your shoulders up towards your ears, roll your shoulders down your back, and let your palms be open to the room in front of you. Start with a stretch in the neck, release your right ear down to your right shoulder, observing any changes in the left side of the neck. Now bring your chin down to your chest and unclench the rows of your teeth, soften your jaw. Bring your left ear toward your left shoulder, softening the right side neck as best you can. Just to soften, take another little round of these here, about two breaths, relaxing the upper back, the neck, the traps, the shoulders. And then finding your way back to center, feeling rooted through the ground, enabling you to get taller, building the carriage of your spine upward. Kind of setting this intention of anchoring, of rootedness, and feeling physically the work today in the outer legs. Let that carry you through. Inhale, mountain pose. Reach your arms up, biceps by your ears. Continue to push into the feet. Activate your quads so you're getting something from the legs here, from the work. Keep lifting through the ribs. Exhale, easy little back bend. Again, think of it as a spinal extension. Tense the back of the body to push the front of the body upwards. Inhale, mountain pose. Exhale, forward fold any path of your arms. Arms can go wide, hands can come through heart center. Inhale, halfway lift, palms can come to shins. Stretch the tailbone back, grow the torso longer, chin slightly towards your chest. Exhale, high plank pose, plant your palms onto the mat and step your feet back. Again, if you have wrist sensitivity or want to support the low back, you can always come to the knees here, no problem. Whatever you choose, push into the ground. Activate and build integrity through the abdominal area, kind of tightening up into the midline. Start to shift a little bit forward and back on your tippy toes, hugging the inner arms toward one another. Breathe. So strong. Inhale, shift forward. Again, knees are there for you. Exhale, slowly lower all the way down to the belly. Push into the tops of the feet, palms underneath the elbows. Feel free to adjust. Inhale, low cobra pose. So use the upper back muscles. Squeeze the elbow tips back. And then maybe use the palms to lift you an inch, half of an inch. See what that changes. Heart forward, inhale. Good. Exhale, lower to the ground, and then press through either tabletop position or plank pose. And exhale for downward facing dog. Lift your hips up high. All right, sun salutation A here. We'll take these a few times, building heat with the movement of the breath. Bend your knees a lot. Stick your hips up toward the sky. Inhale to look forward. Exhale, walk or take a little hop forward to the top of your mat. Forward fold. Inhale, halfway lift. Stretch the spine long. Exhale, forward fold. Keep a bend in the knees. Soften the low back. Rise up. Inhale, mountain pose. Tadasana, biceps by your ears. Exhale, easy back bend. Lift up through your heart, your chest. Inhale, mountain pose, engaging the front body. Exhale, forward fold. Arms of your choice. They can go wide or through heart. Inhale, halfway lift. Again, neutralizing the spine like a tabletop back. Exhale, high plank pose. Plant your palms. Step your feet back. Inhale, shift forward. Exhale, slowly lower down to your belly. Inhale, low cobra pose. Press into the feet, dragging the chest forward. Elbows back, it's active. Good. Exhale, your path to downward facing dog. Maybe pushing through tabletop or just lifting the hips up high. Take a breath here. Inhale. And exhale. Once more with me, then on your own. Inhale, look forward, bend your knees. Exhale, walk or step or hop to the top of the mat, forward fold. Inhale, halfway lift, shoulder blades toward one another. Exhale, fold forward, bow down. Inhale, mountain pose, stretch your arms up, grow tall. Exhale, easy back bend, elongate. Support the transition. Inhale, mountain. Exhale, forward fold. Lift your belly towards your back as you dive down. Inhale, halfway lift. Hips back, heart forward. Exhale, high plank pose. Plant your palms and step back. Again, inhale to shift forward with control. Exhale, lower down to your belly. Work the upper back. Inhale, low cobra. Peel the back muscles together and strengthen. Good. Exhale, your path to down dog. Lowering and then pressing through tabletop or transitioning straight through. Take a breath here. Inhale. Good. Exhale. Take one more round of these sun salutations here on your own. All right, so look to the top of the mat. Transition forward. And then begin. Feel free to add something in to simplify further where that may serve you a little bit better. But breathe fully. We will meet back in a forward fold here at the top of the mat. So once you've moved through your sun salutation, if you're in down dog, you can look forward. If you're still at the top, just bow down. And when you meet in the forward fold, eventually here, chest expansion, interlace your hands behind your low back. Squeeze your shoulder blades toward one another. Just like you did earlier, now bend the left knee slightly. With the chest expansion, take a little twist to the right. Good. Keep the chest expansion. Come back to center and switch. Bend into the right knee. Twist the chest open to the left. Beautiful breath. Come back through center. Release your fingertips and bend your knees. Sweep your fingertips to the ground as you bend your knees. Inhale, chair pose, Utkatasana. So start to sink the hips back like you're sitting on a chair that's too small and too far away behind you. And as you sink the hips back, you're working the glutes, the hamstrings. If you're feeling this in the knees, shift the knees back over your ankles. One more inhale. Good, exhale, forward fold, melt forward. Inhale, listen, step the right leg back. Right leg steps back. So as you step the right leg all the way back to the mat, spin the right foot down. Inhale for warrior one. So stretch your arms forward and up. To work the foundation, right foot is down at a 45 degree angle. Turn your right hip forward and bend into your left knee. Torso faces forward here. Arms might eventually reach up, biceps by your ears. Maybe manually adjust or just in your mind's eye, hook your outer right rib cage more to the front of your mat to square the chest. And take a breath here. Beautiful, last inhale, push into the feet, strong warrior. Exhale, plant your palms to the mat, step back for high plank pose. You can always stick with cobra or shift forward 2 inches, knees are there for you. Exhale, bend your elbows halfway. And if you're using the knees, you keep the belly strong. Inhale, 4, upward facing dog. If this doesn't feel good, move to cobra. If it does, eventually strengthen the arms so that they straighten. Heart forward. Exhale, downward facing dog. Curl your toes, lift your hips up high, breathe here. Inhale, lift your right leg up high. Right leg lifts up high. First time, exhale, open your right hip. Drop your right heel towards your seat. Feel the length in the front of the leg, hip flexor. Maybe you circle your thigh bone in one direction and then the other. Good, and then lengthen it back at center. Inhale, exhale, low lunge. Step your right foot forward so it lands between your palms. You can always adjust it, right ankle under your right knee. Now spin your back foot down, setting up for warrior two. So back foot is fully parallel with the short edge of the mat. Stretch your torso up and your arms in line with your shoulders. Maybe surf it out here. Again, that external rotation in the front leg. It's actually internal rotation in the back leg as you push into the outer back foot. And then kind of play with the engagement. What happens when you push your feet down, but you imagine bunching the mat up underneath you? And then what changes if you do the same thing, but you push your feet apart from each other? Find a leg engagement that's kind of in the middle, that equilibrium, and take a breath. Good, inhale to get taller. Keep the length, shift forward. Exhale for extended side angle. You might start with your right forearm on your right thigh as you lift the left arm up. And as you elongate the torso, lifting the right, like rib cage side of the body off of the right thigh, maybe the right forearm gets a little bit lighter, so you're engaging the abdominal muscles. Take a breath here, finding the expression of your choice. Okay, keep the feet the same. Inhale, reverse triangle, straighten the front leg. Reach your right arm up, bicep by your ears. Okay, and then we'll play with a variation to a transition. Flex your right toes up. So your toes lift off of the mat. Okay, start to reach to the back of the room and down, sweep into a wide-legged forward fold, eventually turning the right toes in so your feet are kind of pigeon-toed. So wide-legged forward fold here. Take a couple moments, maybe shifting a little bit from side to side, pressing the hips to the left and to the right. Good, inhale, halfway lift. Press the hips back so you're still in the wide-legged fold. Feel the transition. Exhale, low lunge to the top of the mat. Spin all 10 toes forward. Step into the right leg. Inhale, standing L. Activate the left leg up so your leg is lifted in the air and parallel with the mat below you. Turn your outer left hip down. Lift the low belly up. Beautiful work here. One more inhale. Bend the right knee, bend the left knee, forward fold at the top of the mat. Inhale, halfway lift, similar chest to the posture you just did.
Exhale, forward fold, melt down.
Inhale, mountain pose. Rise up, press your hips forward, lengthen the front body. Listen, this time exhale, chair with airplane arms. Sink the hips low, reach the fingers down toward the ground, and then sweep them back. Imagine you're lifting a beach ball off of your low back. Kind of bring the palms toward one another. Lift the chest, even lift the gaze so that you're looking forward rather than down. Keep that, sink the hips lower. Inhale, reach the arms by your ears, chair pose. Exhale, forward fold, belly to back, bow down. Listen, inhale, step the left leg back. Left foot steps all the way to the back of the mat. And then spin your left heel down so that your left toes are kind of still pointing to the top left corner of the mat. Press into your feet. Inhale, warrior one. Warrior one. Maybe you start with hands to hips. Build the foundation. That's a great idea. Press into the outer left foot. Steer the outer left hip forward. And then bend into the right knee. It's a really powerful posture, like you're, boom, established in space. Again, mentally or physically, hook the left rib cage slightly more forward so your torso is squared. And then just feeling the settling of all those efforts, take a breath. Good, last inhale. As you exhale, carefully transition palms to the ground and then step back into high plank pose. You can hold high plank, take it to belly for cobra or four-legged or chaturanga, dandasana. Shift forward, bend your elbows halfway or to the belly. Inhale for your back bend, taking cobra pose or upward facing dog or camel. Exhale, downward facing dog, lift your hips up high, beautiful. Inhale, deep exhale, tighten the low ribs, feel the belly strong. Inhale, lift your left leg up, keep the shoulders squared, more or less. Exhale, open your left hip. So kick your heel towards your glute, let the hip fall open. And then maybe explore little movements, circling the thigh bone, stretching the leg. Inhale, back at center, extend. Exhale, low lunge, look forward, place the left foot between the palms. This time, spin the back foot flat for warrior two, so it's completely parallel with the short edge of the mat. Inhale, rise up, warrior two. So legs are nice and separated, ankle underneath your knee as you bend into the knee. And then it's that same external rotation. Think of the knee pointing to the middle toe. Open rather than caving in. And then as you reach your arms, imagine there was a countertop exactly at that height underneath you. Press down on that invisible block of air just to feel the activation from the center. And take a breath. Keep the length of the inhale. Shift slightly diagonally forward. Exhale, extended side angle. So again, you can start with the left forearm on the left thigh. Kind of lift away from that connection rather than leaning on that connection. And as you push into the outer foot, you find even more levity stretching the top arm up. Take one more breath here, getting a little bit lighter wherever you are. Good, keep the feet the same. Inhale, straighten your front leg, reverse triangle. So lift the torso up, bring the left bicep by your ear and reach to the back of the room. And then pause to set up this little kind of playful transition. Pop the front toes up. So you're flexing the left toes, you're on the heel. And then sweep the left arm toward the right foot and then down. So it's a big circle toward the back of the mat and then down, wide-legged forward fold. And in this, on this side rather, yogi's choice. So if there's a little variation you want to play with, I'll offer you lateral lunges, bending generously into one knee as you stretch the hips back, feeling the length in the inner thigh, lingering as needed, and then switching to the other side, giving equal opportunity for breath on left and right. But if there's something else you'd like, take about two more breaths here just to even out anything asymmetrical. Good, and then find your way back to wide-legged forward fold at center. Inhale, halfway lift, palms kind of under the shoulders, stretch the chest forward. Exhale, low lunge, step your palms to either side of your left foot, all 10 toes point forward. Step into the left foot, inhale, standing L, lift the right leg up. So you're basically standing on the left leg, right leg extends out of the hip, and then turn the outer right hip slightly down. Maybe walk the hands an inch forward, so you have to lift your chest just a touch higher. Good, one more inhale. Bend the left knee, bend the right knee, forward fold at the top of your mat. Good, inhale, halfway lift, neutralize. Exhale, forward fold, bow down. Inhale, mountain pose, rise all the way up to stand. Exhale, bring your hands to your heart and then sit back into chair pose. We're gonna do a balancing variation with chair. If you want, you can move to a wall so that you're almost sitting on the wall. Wherever you are in your chair, shift the weight into your left foot, figure four with the right, just like you did on your back, but now you're standing. Cross your right ankle over your left thigh. So you're making a figure four shape in your chair. Continue to sink the hips back and stabilize the weight kind of over the bottom ankle and heel. Good, you can keep your hands at your heart or you can explore, you know, a different variation here, making it your own, choosing to come back into it as needed. One more breath. Here's the transition. Inhale, one-legged mountain pose. So keep the right leg lifted, but come to center, parallel your thigh with the ground, reach the arms up just for a moment here. Good, and then hands move through heart, exhale, chair. Just root the right foot down once again and sink low. This time weight shifts into the right leg, figure four here on the left. Cross your left ankle over your right thigh and then sit back. So again, if you're using the wall, you can almost sit on the wall for additional balance. You'll still build strength in the ankle. Wherever you are, externally rotating the left leg, and then sitting the hips deeper back. Again, any variation here, palms to heart, maybe forearms to shin. Keep the chest lifted, shoulder blades together like cobra. One more breath. Beautiful, here's the transition. Inhale, one-legged mountain. Once again, lift the left thigh so that it's parallel with the ground. Square at center, biceps by your ears. Beautiful. Exhale, forward fold. Stamp the left foot down and melt. At the bottom here, take your feet all the way to the edges of your mat. So super wide, still facing the short edge, but just to the edges of your mat. And then turn your heels in, take your toes further out, and sink your hips down into a squat. And everybody's body is different. So if you want the support of the ground, you can continue to keep your hands on the ground. If you feel comfortable with that active engagement in the legs, you can lift the torso, maybe bringing your hands in front of your heart. Okay, if you do have your hands on the ground, maybe you play with walking them more forward or more back, but just feel this squat position in the body. See how you react to it, and then observe your reactions to it without responding right away. Take one more round of breath here in the squat. Good, push into the feet. Lift the hips back up so that the legs are straight, and walk the feet underneath you in your true forward fold. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, high plank pose, step your feet back. Again, you can stay here and go straight to down dog, or shift forward, bend your elbows halfway or to the belly. Inhale for cobra or up dog. Right, activating the back muscles in either case, a little bit of an extension. Exhale, downward facing dog, lift your hips up high, big breath in.
Big breath out.
We will flow just a portion of that, the warrior two portion on each leg. Take your time, inhale, stretch the right leg up to the sky. Look forward, step forward, exhale, low lunge, plant your right foot down. Inhale, warrior two, bend into the front knee, root the outer left foot down. Exhale, extended side angle, right forearm toward left thigh, left shoulder lifts. Inhale, reverse triangle, straighten the front leg, bring right bicep by your ear. And lift the right toes as you sweep into a wide-legged forward fold. Good, in this fold, inhale, halfway lift, press the hips back, the heart forward. With your breath, exhale, low lunge to the top of the mat. Small change, press into the left palm, inhale, easy twist. So reach the right arm up to the sky, keep pulling the right hip back, left outer hip forward. Keep breathing. Again, small change. As you exhale, plant your right palm to the mat, downward facing dog. Inhale, lift your left leg up high to the sky. Exhale, low lunge, look forward, step forward, foot between your palms. Spin the back foot down. Inhale, warrior two, rise up, strong foundation, you're stronger than you think. Exhale, extended side angle, maintain the length in your torso. Inhale, reverse triangle, straighten the front leg, rise up, lift up. Lift the left toes, sweep down. Exhale, wide-legged forward fold. So circling to the back of the mat and down. Inhale, halfway lift in your wide-legged fold. Exhale, low lunge to the top of your mat. Small change. Press into the right palm or fingertips. Inhale, easy twist. And then continue to breathe for the exhale takes you deeper. Squeeze the inner thighs together. One more breath. Good, as you exhale, plant the left palm down, downward facing dog, lift your hips up high. Big inhale. Deep exhale. Beautiful work here. Come on down to your knees. Drop your hips to one side or the other, and then swing your legs around in front of you. Stamp the soles of your feet into the mat, knees up toward the ceiling, and take your palms behind you, setting up for reverse tabletop. I like my fingers facing back. Feel free to play around. Push into the feet. Inhale, reverse tabletop. So lift the hips up from the power of the glutes. As you press the chest up, you can keep the neck in line or maybe let the head drop down slightly. One more inhale here. Squeeze the glutes. Activate the hamstrings. Good, and exhale, lower your hips down to the ground. Beautiful work. From here, lower all the way down onto your mat. Lay down on your back here. Take your right knee into your chest and extend your left leg long onto the mat. Take a few moments to circle out your right ankle in one direction and the other. Finding that slowness of the breath once again. And then shift your hips slightly as you exhale for supine twist. Let the right knee draw down over the body to the left side of your space. If this feels like too much or it doesn't feel good, you can stack the knees instead. Otherwise, lengthen the extended left leg, almost like you're standing on it. And continue to walk the right shoulder a little closer toward the ground. One more breath here. Good, inhale, come back to center. Give the right knee a little squeeze, maybe even pulling it more up toward the armpit, just getting that last inner leg stretch after the outer leg stretch. And switch, sending the right leg long onto the mat. Bring the left knee or left quad, left thigh into the chest. Take a few moments here to circle your ankle, articulating the toes. taking inventory of sensation. And then maybe shifting the hips slightly to the left, drop the left knee over to the right for supine twist. You have options, again, bringing the knees together to twist on this side. And wherever you choose to be, feel how the breath is concentrated kind of around the belly here. Breathe into the twist and let the left shoulder continue to drop down toward the ground. One more round of breath. Beautiful. Come back through center here, letting the hips rest heavy on the ground. And then bring your knees in towards your chest just for a moment. The next 3 to 5 breaths are here for you. Any last movements you may need to conclude your practice. I'm taking little circular movements of my low back in one direction or the other. You might take your legs up the wall or find a second happy baby pose. Or you might choose to find Shavasana a little bit early. So finish what you need, but I'll speak to Shavasana. Gradually lengthening your body in deep connection with the mat. If you haven't found your way there already, separate your feet to the edges of the mat so you're taking up space. And let the toes flop out. Again, that slight external rotation. Take the arms slightly away from the body, avoiding any muscular tension of holding a shape, just taking up space. Feel the connection of the back of the head against the ground as well, anchoring the thoughts. Release the expectation of the outcome. Instead, choose to be present here, protecting and preserving your practice, sealing it in with these uncomplicated breaths. Wherever you are, feel free to linger. Otherwise, make the breath bigger so you're reinvigorating more of your physical container. Once you feel the breath work its magic, maybe tap your fingers along your thumb pad or circle your wrists or toes. Eventually, bigger movements like stretching your arms up by your ears for that long good morning stretch, maybe pointing the toes. Exhale to fetal pose, shifting onto either side just for a moment. Again, feeling that connection of the ground, the support of your practice. And then using that support to press yourself up to begin your day. Come into a seated position on your mat. Take your palms one on top of each other, on top of your heart, just for that kind of visceral reminder that you have a heart beating in your chest. You showed up for yourself and spent some time dedicated to breath and sitting in the expanse that you created. Just observe the way you will enter your day, re-enter your day. And in gratitude to the practice and to you for showing up, I thank you for coming to your mat today, and I hope to see you again soon.